Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest. King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest. King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest.
Episode 13, The Journey Home.
The knights, on return from their eco-quest, had stopped in the woods for a few hours' rest. But whilst they lay sleeping, a thieving horde stole their horses, their armour, their clothes and their swords. Catraine gave a stern stare at Alf and Leofric.
What's worse is the map. The map's been nicked.
And for that we'll be getting no thanks. It's got the only directions to the Lost Fountain of Frank.
The theft of that document makes me feel numb. They could hold the king and the kingdom to ransom. Alf, didn't I tell you to stow it away? Somewhere safe and well hidden in case of a fray. It was the pearl of great price of this eco-quest.
That's why I put it where no one could guess. No need to let off a rant. I hid it right here, down the front of me pants.
What? That's great thinking, Alf. Really top-notch. But let's not tell the princess it's been down your crotch. You've saved our bacon on this eco-quest, even though we're reduced to our pants and our vests. No matter, good knights, we must press on.
Really? And turn up like this at the kingdom?
Well, unless you want to stay here and freeze in your poet's pink floral patterned undies.
Sore-footed, they headed for the kingdom's land, but horsemen approached the knightly band.
Horsemen approaching! Over there!
It's Frankdom's colours they wear. Perhaps it's the search party. They thought we got lost.
Let's not hang around to find out at any cost. I kept saying the king would not be impressed that we disobeyed his command to set out on the quest. No more struggle and strife. I say, run for your life!
Alf was the only one who started to run. Volleys of arrows just missed his bum. Then a sharp-shooting archer with a very precise aim shot an arrow that caused Alf to cry out in pain.
That arrow has scraped my head.
Get back here. One more move and you're dead.
Alf nervously returned to the other two knights.
Alf, are you crazy?
He gave us a fright.
Enough. We are the king's soldiers, searching for missing knights. To cross the kingdom's border, you have no right. By royal order of the king, no intruders, waifs, strays or begging. Be gone. Back to your hamlets, your hovels, do you hear? Never return to the kingdom of Frank's frontier.
Good sir, we truly are knights.
We just lost our stuff. I had some best quality knight tights.
Please, stop there. Knights with no horses, no armour, no shields, no swords, no clothes. Please let me laugh. You are no more than less than common riffraff.
We were robbed, it's the truth. What's more, we have proof. We are true knights on an eco-quest. We set out at the princess's behest. We have a map, which for your information, shows the location of the lost fountain of Frank.
Don't force my hand, beggar, with your foolish prank.
Alf, give him the map.
Why would this be in the possession of a skinny little runaway chap wandering around in inappropriate dress? I must confess, I believe you stole this from one of our ladies or lords and intended to escape with it to lands abroad. And since your crime obviously took place on our kingdom's land, you'll be looked up. Cuff their hands. You'll also be charged with your claim you are knights. A treasonable offence. Enjoy our dungeon delights.
No, we're not leaving the kingdom. We're returning to it. I've written about our journey for I am a poet.
Well, a dungeon for a poet will fit just right. Locked up with your poems, you'll have hours to recite.
Didn't I say it wouldn't end up well?
Advance. You'll feel better holed up in your cell.
For once, you're right, Alf. He's got our map, and I'm thinking this could be some kind of a trap.
No one at the castle knew of the knight's mistaken identity hassle. With all their things stolen and somewhat undressed, they'd been rounded up as intruders, not knights on a quest. One of the king's soldiers had taken their map. Would it get to the king, who'd work out their mishap? They were led down to the dungeon and thrown in on their butts. Then the large iron door slammed firmly shut. Chained up in their cell, they pondered their lot.
Look at us. Now we're in a no-getting-out-of-here spot. Who was it that nicked all our clothes?
Armour and horses and stole away.
That king's soldier mistook us for beggars and strays.
As for the map, the proof we completed the quest, we were ruthlessly wrongly accused of its theft.
I wonder who's got the map.
Forget about that. It's not coming back.
It's a question of who'll work out there's been a mistake. I didn't trust the soldier. I think he's a fake.
Perhaps he's even sold the map on, not knowing it could save the kingdom. Made himself some money.
He's just a phony.
Whatever. What's done is done. Let's focus on how we can get out of here. Here's an idea. We'll form a human tower with Alf at the top.
Wait, hang on. Just stop. I'm not passing the time away playing circus games.
Oh, don't be so lame. Look, we'll see if you can squeeze through those bars up there and raise the alarm that we're stuck down here. Leofric, get on my shoulders. Then Alf, up you go. That's good. Steady as we go.
Keep it slow. I'm there. I'm holding the bars. Nothing I can do. No way I could squeeze through.
Get down. I can hear the jailer. Quick.
The panic unsettled Leofric. He fell but landed safely on the floor. Alf was hanging from the bars, eyes riveted on the dungeon door.
He's gone past.
Well, get me down. My fingers are not going to last. Ah!
I got you.
Oh, thanks for nothing. Oh, my bum's black and blue. And before you say it, there's no doubt I'm not going to be the first one in any idea to tunnel out, which is impossible anyway. If only the princess was here. She'd recognise us. Well, perhaps not in this gear.
No, she would, Alf. But you know the royals aren't concerned about who in the dungeons might be interned.
In any case, this waterless kingdom will crumble soon. We'll all be history next full moon, which is in 2 days' time.
Less of this doom-laden talk. Come on, Leofric. Give us a rhyme.
Oh, bold, valiant knights of the EcoQuest. Dance around in your gloves, your pants and your vest. Make merry, imagine feasting and wine, wrestling and jousts and pleasures equine.
Leofric continued his entertainment to vanquish the thoughts of their containment. Meanwhile, in the gardens of the castle grounds, the royals were walking their pack of hounds. The dogs barked and howled, and a messenger appeared with news for the king as the dogs bit his ear.
Get down, get down! Send me the bill for the repair of your pants. Now, what do we have here for the King of Kingdom of Frank? A message from the search party I sent to look for the knights.
Oh, wondrous sight! Are they around? Have they been found?
Read quicker, husband. My daughter is as anxious as me.
Duh-duh-dee-duh. Let me see. Went through forests, woodland paths, the usual places.
What else? What else?
No sight of their faces, but...
But what?
It seems near one spot where the knights had camped out, they rounded up a gang of bandits, outlaws and louts. Call them what you will, we'll make no concessions, since they were found to have all our knights' possessions. The horses, the armour, their clothes and the rest.
Good job I told them to take gloves, long pants and a vest.
Lucky that gang didn't take those as well. Doesn't bear thinking about.
Mother... They probably took their things to sell. There's a market for armour and horses where criminals dwell.
So where are they now? Will they ever get back? And how?
King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest is a Soundscape production for Fun Kids, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.